بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and your brothers, yesterday we had mentioned that the mushrikeen would perpetually ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for specific signs, miracles, and when he would not produce a certain miracle that they had demanded, then they would mock at him and say, لَوْلَا اجْتَبَيْتَهَا. Why don't you just fabricate it from your own side as you normally do? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies to them that the greatest miracle is in front of you already, which is the Qur'an. هَذَا بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. This book, this Qur'an is full of insight, full of enlightenment from your Rabb. وَهُدًا. It's full of guidance. وَرَحْمَةٌ. And it is a means of mercy. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. But these benefits will only be for that group of people who have iman. They will take benefit from the Qur'an. Now Allah speaks about listening attentively to the recitation of Qur'an. And this is one of the hukuk, one of the rights that Qur'an Sharif has over us. Is وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. Allah says that when the Qur'an is recited, then listen attentively to it, وَأَنْصِتُوا, and remain silent. And the reason for this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that perhaps you may be a recipient of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever the Qur'an is being recited, be it a live recitation, somebody is reciting the Qur'an in a program, or somebody that is nearby to us, perhaps within the home, or sometimes in the car, it may be a recording that is being played, then the haqq, the right of the Qur'an over us, is that we should remain silent, we should not engage in any other conversation, and more than remaining silent, a person should listen attentively to the recitation of the Qur'an. Many a times we find that the Qur'an is played as some background noise, or we just have it playing, we say perhaps for barakat, or for blessings in the home, or in the shop, but nobody is listening to its recitation. This is disrespect, bi'adbi, that is shown to the Qur'an Sharif. From this particular mas'ala also, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah has deduced that during the fard salah, when the imam is reciting, then it is not permissible for the musalli, for the muqtadi, to recite at the same time. This is a common misunderstood mas'ala, that when a person is reading salah behind the imam, then it is important that we note that we are not supposed to read at the same time as the imam. The imam is reading surah Fatiha, or some surah that we may know, Maghrib salah sometimes, 30th para, we may know a few of these surahs, then it is not correct for the muqtadi, for the musalli, to recite at the same time because of this verse. We should remain silent and we should listen to the recitation of the imam. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ. Then Allah speaks about zikrullah, and how should zikrullah be made? وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ. Allah says that take the name of your Rabb, or remember your Rabb within yourselves. In other words, zikr, one is the external zikr, but more than that, internally, a person should think of Allah تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفَةً, having two qualities. While a person is engaged in zikrullah, he should do so with humility and with the fear of Allah. So this should be his state of mind. This should be his state of mind while he is making zikrullah, that he sits in a condition of humility before Allah, and he has fear of the punishment of Allah. And then, as far as the tone or the volume is concerned, وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. Allah says, without raising one's voice excessively. دُونَ الْجَهْرِ. Jahr refers to where a person shouts out at the top of his voice. This is not the correct way to make zikrullah. In fact, ulama have explained also, one is the zikrullah that is generally made in the zikr program, zikr majalis. This is done for ta'aleem, to teach people, for encouragement, so that we learn how to take the name of Allah. But the original method, a person should sit in seclusion on his own. When a person is making zikrullah on his own, then the tone should be a soft tone, where perhaps he can hear himself. In this way, it doesn't even disturb those around him. And this is more conducive to concentration, to humility. بِالْغُدُوِ وَالْآصَالِ. Allah says in the morning and in the evening. In other words, at both ends of the day, remember your Rabb. وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. And do not be from those who are heedless, those who do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to serve as encouragement, Allah mentions to us that the malaika, who are close to Allah and who are sinless, who are ma'soom, they do not break the commands of Allah, still too, they remember Allah. They do not find it below themselves or beneath themselves to remember Allah. So all the more reason that we should also make the zikr of Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Those who are by your Rabb. In other words, the angels, لا يستكبرون عن عبادته. They are not too proud or too arrogant to worship Allah, to remember Allah. ويسبحونه, and they glorify Him. They make His zikr, they hymn His praises. وله يسجدون, and they make sajda, they prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the malaika who are sinless can do this, then all the more reason that we should make an effort and strive in glorifying Allah, praising Allah, and taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This last verse that we recited is a sajda verse, so brothers are reminded to make the sajda to tilawa later on, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.